Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Cody?
What's up,
ho? Hey, bro, I'm chilling like, hey, bro, you heard about your boy last week? I seen him at the mall kissing this bitch in the mouth, bro. She didn't suck Google
niggas dick. Yeah, bro, that nigga be tricking.
Hey, bro, I'm saying, bro, you got this bad, bro.
What you call that?
Hey, bro, I ain't got nothing to tell her, bro, because that ain't for me and others be getting into, bro. But the other night, she called me on the phone.
What
I'm saying, hey, bro, I ain't had nothing to tell her. You know what I called her, bro?
What you call
straight her? Straight up, she got offended. But straight up, I did a day and called that hoe a nasty bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit, you nasty bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick, bitch, you nasty bitch. You want money? No, I'm not a trick, you nasty bitch.
You know you can't take this dick.
Ayo, Ice Mike, bust this. Well, let me tell you this story about this bro. What's up, Ice Mike?
Son, man, I'm chilling out with Courtney watching these pictures.
What's up, Courtney?
What's up, ho?
Hey, bro, I'm chilling like, hey, bro, you heard about your boy last week? I seen him at the mall kissing his bitch in the mouth, bro. She didn't suck Google niggas dick.
Yeah, bro, that nigga be tricking.
Hey, bro, I'm saying, bro, you got this bad, bro.
What you call that?
Hey, bro, I ain't got nothing to tell her, bro, because that ain't for me and others be getting into, bro. But the other night, she called me on the phone.
What
I'm saying, hey, bro, I ain't had nothing to tell her. You know what I called her, bro?
What you call
straight
her?
Up, she got offended. But straight up, I did a day and called that hoe a nasty bitch. Don't come at me talking that shit, you nasty bitch. Get on your knees and do that lick, bitch, you nasty bitch. You want money? No, I'm not a trick, you nasty bitch.
You know you can't take this dick.
Ayo, Ice Mike, bust this. Well, let me tell you this story about this bro.
Well, it sounds like my song is not agreeing with me tonight, so I'm not gonna try that one again. Just to let y'all know, I'm coming out of King William County, so I'm in some city area, so I think that's what's going on. My signal is not the greatest, so y'all just bear with me. I'm gonna keep it going as long as I can, and I'm gonna stay on and keep it cranked up. But I just wanted to get on here to let y'all know what's going on this weekend. This weekend, you got the King of the Beach going on, Custom Tees, Motorsports Park, and as y'all, that's a race that's been going on. It's legendary. I mean, people can't even knock it. You know, when you was a kid, you was going to it. So, I mean, you know, that's a legendary big time, mainly for the big tire guys, but Grudge Run On, small tire, big tire, get it on. That's going down at Custom Tees Motorsports Park. That's going on this weekend. It's kicking off. I think they start parking. Parking started tonight, really, I think. They got people down there parking tonight. But that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They got the Keyboard Nationals. They got a big tire shootout. They got a Top Sportsman. I think they got 590, Junior Dragster. They got it all going down. Like I said, that's at Custom Tees Motorsports Park. That's the annual King of the Beach. And you got some heavy hitters in there. I think you're going to, you know, the Keyboard Nationals, this is going to be a big week to depict a lot when it comes to the top of the Keyboard Nationals. So y'all might want to stay focused on that. I know it's pretty tight at the top. You know, you got Jarell Apollo, You got the I think the leader right now is Teachman, Gotham City. So everybody is trying to get at Gotham City. And this week, hey, you know, if some things switch or change or pop around, you might have some changes in that top eight. So, you know, that's going down. Like I said, T-Boy Nationals at Custom Tees. Like you got a grudge race, and that's none other than Shaq Attack. Shaq Attack will be taking on Scotty G in G Unit. He's coming out of Florida. I think he's already on the way. He should be here tomorrow. That's in G Unit taking on Shaq Attack. Boys got a good, they got a good pot on it, so it's locked in. It ain't a race that, you know, it ain't no gate hustle. It races locked in. Scotty G and G Unit from Florida taking on Shaq Attack from Carolina. Like I said, the young gun versus the OG. So we gonna see who gonna do it to who. That's a grudge race. That is not a shootout race. That is going on grudge action. And also, Scotty G will be taking on none other than Chris. None other than Chris Cheeks Performance with his Camaro. They are locked in as well. So you got Cheeks and his Camaro taking on Scotty G and G Unit going down as well. Don't get me wrong on the day. Do not get me wrong on the day. I don't know whether it's Friday or Saturday, but it is locked in and going down. That's some good action going on, especially if you like the big tire stuff. The big tire stuff is going to be on and popping at Custom Tees Motorsports Park. That's going on this weekend. You know, go out and support. You know, you're going to see the OGs, the youngsters, all of them together right there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Like I said, you got a few grudge races. You got the Keyboard Nationals, Big Tire Shootout. I even think there's a real street shootout one of those days for the street car. So, you know, get on out there and support. And I just want to let everybody else know, too, thanks for the support last week. Whether you went to Shakedown Nationals, Tron, at the All Steel All Glass, D-Body Mafia All Steel All Glass, that No Time Shootout, or whether you came to the beach and you supported George, Anton, and Shooter with the CVA Little Boys. Them boy, hey, man, sorry I couldn't get it down for you. You know, it was a rough day. And let me give you the 411 on it for people that can say, oh, man, this is what happened. They took it. Actually, what really happened, you know, as you know, we had a few oil downs. But the main thing that happened was the Zamboni that actually, if you know what a Zamboni is, that is what really makes cleaning up an oil spill really, really easy. And last week at Colonial Beach, the Zamboni at the track was messed up, so it was down. So, you know, the Zamboni would put the chemical down, but it would not pull the oil and the chemical back up. There was nothing they could do as far as cleaning up the oil in a reasonable time. So that, you know, just want to let everybody know, you know, the boys tried. And, you know, the next race, the October 29th, and also the boys are putting something together. Those three guys are putting something together for y'all next year. They can try to do, you know, these four or five races next year. And this is, you know, right now it's invitational. Like I said, it's something for the guys that don't race a lot. These guys might race 2-3 times a year, if that. They, you know, the barbershop talk comes out, you know, the liquor comes out, the counties, the prospect, you know, the Cumberlands, the Goochlands, the Powhatans. It's just giving them guys something to talk a little shit about and live their life just like the big boys. Yeah, they're a good little thing. I want to give them boys a big shout out. Like I said, that's Shooter, that's Anton and George, and thanks to their sponsors, too. I do not have the list. I know right off You know, JB, your boy JB is a sponsor. Tony Harris, Harris Harlan, Tron Barrett, Jay, that would be JMB, JMB Harlan. You got Boneyard HVAC, TST Logistics, and your boy Donnie Cox, keep it rolling. You got all those guys. Just want to give a shout out to those guys for giving these guys a chance to put it on. And the guys, you know, they did a damn great job, man. You know, they fought three all downs. And again, the Zamboni was down. So like I said, it would put it down, but it would not pull the oil back up. So, you know, the guys tried what they could and couldn't. You know, and old Bug, I'm going to tell you what Bug said. Bug and the goddamn rattlesnake. Bug come up there, Bug tell us, God damn it. It felt good when I went to high gear, but he said, I felt something come loose. And he said, I'm sorry, fellas, but that shit not coming up. That is synthetic. That's the green shit. And, man, at one point you're like, man, God damn, but at the same point, you're laughing because, man, people out here having fun. You know, we're trying to keep this thing going because you got so much shit going out here right now. You got people trying to, you know, take – tracks are going away. I don't know if you know, but Lakeland, the track in Lakeland in Florida, if you did not know about the track in Lakeland, it is now as an Amazon. It is being built as an Amazon. So we're losing tracks. You know, like I said, tracks are going away. People are trying to bring EV cars on us. It's all kinds of. So, look, support your local tracks, whether it's VMP, Custom Tees, Summer Duck, MDIR, US 13, Cecil County, whether anywhere you can drive to and feel comfortable at that you can get busy at, please support it because, man, I'm going to tell you, the worst thing that can happen is we be without another track. And, man, you know, we can't afford to lose anymore, fellas. So get out. No matter what you're doing this weekend, whether you're going to US 13, you know, to the Shore Showdown with the 410 Grudge Dreams boys, or whether you're going to little big tire action, or, you know, if you want to do something with the family, I forgot, but yeah, if you want to do something with the family, you definitely can go to VMP this weekend. They got the Dinwiddie County Fair at the track. That is fucking awesome. I don't know if y'all know, but that is one big area to host the Dinwiddie County Fair. That is going on at Virginia Motorsports Park. So you got something. Just no matter where you go, just go support, you know. Because keep this shit rolling. Because, man, everything right now, I don't know about you, but I feel good. And tomorrow's Friday, man. Tomorrow's Friday. So we get to get out and really enjoy ourselves. And, you know, I don't know where the road is going to take me. I'm going somewhere. Whether it's a track or I'm going to kick back with the sounds of K&K and cut a little rug at Bull Bay, I'm going some fucking well. I'm telling you. JB is going to be found somewhere. So just let you know, man, get out tomorrow. Have fun no matter where you go. Don't let somebody tell you go here, go there, go where you go. And have fun. Like I said, Shore Showdown, I want to give y'all a little heads up on that. They got a few shootouts. I know one of them is a 28 shootout I saw. 28, I think it's 28, anything goes. They got, I want to say the list is almost 40. Right at 40 grudge races. I can't give you a heads up on who's racing or what. I don't have the list, and I don't do – one thing about me, I don't do the fake shit. I'm not going to give you what I think it is. I'm not going to give you no fake, no gay hustling. I'm just going to tell you the boys got – they said they got a list of 40. They got a few few shootouts. If somebody is on and wants to give a rundown of what exactly is going down, that would be cool, but – like I said, I don't do the fake. I don't do the gate hustling. I don't do fake. So I'm not going to give you what I don't know, but I know that it's going to be a great show at US 13, too. That's with the 410 Grudge Boys, Grudge Dreams Boys. That's Fred Wheatley, Antoine Jones, the Ballard Boys. And it's more of them to help them put that event on. And I just want to say big shout out to those guys. I wish the best for them. I mean, you know, I wish I could swing up there, but man, when I tell you JB works till 6 or 7 o'clock on Friday, I'm with them kids till 6 or 7 o'clock tomorrow. So by the time I get off, man, I'm really just ready to go home. But I'm gonna be somewhere this weekend. I can tell you that. I'm somewhere that has to do with cars. So whether it's drag racing, car show, something, I'm gonna be somewhere, man. And I just want to let y'all know, from now on, you know, up until the end of drag racing season, up until the end of the season. So like in November, whatever, I'm probably gonna stop the show until next year. But in March, once it kicks back off, the show will be every other week. It will be every other week because after March, the little girl's gonna be here. So you know, I'll have her here. So you know, it's gonna be a little less stressful for JB after March. So my little baby girl will be here. So the show will be on every other. And you know, I want to get back to, man, we used to have fun on this show, and we're gonna get back. You know, I mean, we had 2 years where shit was fucked up. But we're going to get back because this show, I want this show to stay to where it don't matter who the fuck you are. You can be a big guy, little guy. You can be a guy that doesn't have Facebook. Plenty of my listeners, you know what? They don't even have Facebook. And I'm okay with that. I'll help you out. Shit, I'll give you a little insight here and there on what's going on in the grudge world. I have no problem with that. But like I said, we're going to keep the show going to the end of November, and then we're going to, you know, probably shut it down, you know, once racing is over. Because, you know, from up here after November to March, we it's cold. So we ain't going to do, you know, after Grudge and Treat, it's going, you know, I'm probably going to shut it down. But I'm going to keep it rolling every other Thursday until then, man. So just know I'm kicking it off every other Thursday. So not next Thursday, but the following Thursday, I'll be right back on. But I just want to let y'all know that, you know, I'm back. We're going to be doing some more stuff as far as Grudge Inc. We're already bringing the belt system back. And when I say the belt system, October 29th, we got a belt that's being put up. We got the big tire belt being put up. We got the big tie. That's the big rim. The big rim, that's the guys for the big rims. Because, you know, I like promoting everything. It don't matter to me. I don't care if you're racing on hard tire, slick, drag radio, whatever you're racing on. I like to promote it. And, you know, we got a belt that's being put up from Grudge Inc. for the 4-inch hard tire big wheel guys. And, you know, that's the big wheel cars. You're going to see some Dunks, Box Chevys, Cutlass. You might even see Catalinas out there. Them big girls on 24 inches or bigger. You know, some of them, hey, man, I'm going to tell you, we got all kinds. I got my boy Child Support coming. That is a well-known twin-turbo LSX dump on 26. I mean, he's coming out. You got a lot of well-known big wheel guys right here. You got Shell Built Racing. I don't know if you know about Shell Built Motors. They ride out of 7x7. They are bringing like 2 or 3 cars. You got Never Scared Racing out of 7x7. They're bringing a few cars. I ain't going to say we because we do not own the car, but we are working on a car for a buddy. We just finished wet sanding and buffing it, putting all the trim on it, got it tuned. So we might have a little Cutlass O24 twin turbo probably showing up too on the 29th. Just having a little fun, all of it. And look, we got some Grudge races already locked in. We got 29th. We got Broad Street in the Box Chevy taking on his partner, Brent Nam. They are locked in. They are going at it. And they are old school. So the whole pot is up. So if somebody doesn't race, it's not a DP. It's the whole pot. It's old school. These guys said they're old school. And, you know, friends can race. So it is not a DP. It is the whole pot. And as y'all, I don't know if many of y'all know, but Broad Street is re-bringing back. He's bringing back the old Camaro. It is the green Camaro. Car that he is known well for back in the day. It is the Camaro taking on Broad Street Box Chevy. Also, two other races. You got Duty and Boss Baby. He's got two races locked in. You got Boss Baby taking on Cy. Yep, taking on Cy in his boosted no prep car. Cy is bringing the no prep car on radios, running Boss Baby 29th. You also got Boss Baby taking on Austin Shepherdson in the Silverback. That is locked in. Boys are going at it. You got no prep vehicles putting back on drag radios the home track, the 29th. That is at BMP. That is at yours truly, JB, Grudge and Treat. As y'all know, I've been doing this event going on. This will be the fourth year. You know, we got rained out once. We done got rained out once. We done, it had been cold. We couldn't race. So some of those, you know, I'm praying. The weather right now, I'm telling you, it couldn't get no better. We stand in the 60s and 70s. If we can get weather like that in the 29th, it's gonna be a barn burner. And one more grudge race from the 757. We got 757 most wanted, Dick Lowe with the Regal, taking on Dwayne Nettles in Red Fox. Them boys are racing for the Tidewater. See who's gonna be the bad bitch in the Tidewater at the end of the year. That, see, people say friends can't race, and these guys are friends, but they, you know, at the end of the day, they both from the same area. They both got grudge cars, and one of them is going to be able to talk a little shit for the winner until next year. That's just how it's going to go. But they are locked in. That is Dwayne Nettles in Red Fox taking on Dick Lowe, 757 most wanted. They are locked in. That is going on October 29th, Grudge and Treat. So I'm just giving y'all a heads up on what's coming up. That's all I got for as far as action. I will get back with you. I know Deion Kennedy, my brother Deion Kennedy, who has a race coming up, also who was his birthday today. I want to give a shout-out to Deion. That's DKR Racing. He has an event coming up. I will get all the specifics for it, let y'all know what's going on. But Deion Kennedy has a race also coming up. You know, if anybody else has a grudge race or an event coming up, please hit my line. I promote all. I don't do just my stuff or friend stuff. If you got an event and you want to promote it, you want me, JB, to say, hey, JB, put it out on the show for me, whatever, I will promote it. You don't have to pay me. I'm not that type of dude, but I'm a country boy. I was born and raised. I drink cone liquor, and I listen to blues music. So I'm a country boy. I will promote your event, and no cost, long as you drink a little cold liquor with me and cut a rug. Let me cut a rug at your event. That's all I want to do. Because I'm getting back to my old days. I'm gonna start hitting the road a little bit more next year. Like I said, we're bringing it back full blast. We're gonna start with the big wheel, but we are gonna bring up some other belts. Like there will be a DMV big tire belt coming circulating, and there will be a DMV Grudge Inc. G-Body Mafia belt that will be circulating. That probably will be circulating in next year in April because there is some shit coming. I cannot put it out at this point. But just know in April at VMP, there is some shit going to hit the fan. And all I can say is get ready because it's going to be a bumpy ride. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but we are going to have fun. In the DMV, the rest of this year and next year, we got some things coming because, man, I'm going to tell you, man, we got to do this sport we love and we got to keep it going. And the only way to keep it going is just support it and support others, man. So I just want to let you know that's what I have right now. If anybody else has something they want to – I want to give somebody the floor. I really want to tell y'all, I don't want to lose you, but I am going through a very shitty area. I want to let y'all know I shouldn't have had a show tonight, but I had to have a show because I said my name was on it. I said I was going to do it. But I just coming out of King William, man. Just to give y'all a heads up, JB, well, my brother, and JB is the marketing part of the aspect and the silent partner. But me and my brother have started a paint shop. So, you know, Brothers Brothers Paint and Body, it is a thing now. We got a business license. We got a building. The building will be up October 10th. By October 10th, the building will be up. And, you know, we've been working on cars, man. We got a Cutlass in there right now. I'm going to let you see it pretty soon. We got a 70 Cutlass drop top that we're fixing for a buddy. It had trash in it. We are going to repaint the car next year, but for right now, my buddy want to ride just for the rest. He want to ride for his birthday. So we cleaned it up for him, put some new chrome on it, put a ceramic on it so he could ride. But just letting you know, Broaders Brothers Paint and Body is a thing. So if you got something you need it painted, you know, bumper, full paint job, this and that, we are not taking on restos right now because we do have two vehicles currently already in the shop. So if it's something that doesn't have a lot of rust or doesn't have a lot of maintenance in it, you can give me a call at 804-466-1792. That's JB or my brother, Tim Dog. That's 804-335-9672. 804-335-9672. Oh, hold on. I got a – somebody put their hand up. Let me see who it is that put their hand up. I'm on the interstate, and he put his hands up. That is area code 561-506-8793.
DMV, stand up. DMV, stand up.
Ah, who we got? Who we got?
I want to know where all the big tire cars are in the DMV.
Oh, shit, I already know who this is. Goddamn Pokey. That's that goddamn Pokey. What's up, Pokey?
Oh, just chilling, dog, chilling.
Yeah, look, I'm going to tell you, man. I see. Now, hold up, Pokey, give me the rundown. Like I said, I told the boy I don't do fake promotion. So give me the rundown.
Right.
You now y'all have two locked-in races?
We have two locked-in races right now. I'd like to have a lot more. You know, I've seen a couple pictures of all these big tire cars, and DMV got the fastest big. Now the DMV is one unit, as DC, Maryland, and Virginia, correct?
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
All right, so I'm trying to get the whole DMV as a team to come together as one unit to take on G-Unit this weekend at King of the Beach. But it doesn't seem like that's happening too good. I'm not doing my job too good. I'm trying to get everybody, just run down the whole list. Just run down the whole DMV like we did last year. You know, they told us, oh, you got to come to the King of the Beach. You got to come to the King of the Beach. So we all made plans and, you know, made the arrangements to come this weekend, the King of the Beach, and then, I don't know, everybody all of a sudden ain't got oil pressure.
So what you're saying is you feel like the guys kind of than either probably really without oil pressure, but what you're saying is some have tucked the tail.
Yeah, because every time the G-Unit trailer crosses that state line, like coming from the south, coming from the north, whenever, like, they must have a radar in the DMV on the G-Unit. They must have, like, one of them radar things, like when it comes in with a certain amount of miles to the DMV, like something goes off, like, to all the big tire cars, and then That's it. No oil pressure. Like they all get scared. But go ahead.
Now, Porky, I do know that there is one race that's got to happen. I'm going to be honest. It can happen this week because but a race that's got to happen, and I know I got a message from the other room. A race that's got to happen, I don't care when or where, I will come see it, but a race that's got to happen is the Cobalt and GM.
Absolutely. See, me and Daniel, we had a verbal discussion. It was actually myself, Daniel, Greg Johnson, and Bruce. There was actually two conversations that happened. One was at Custom Tees. You know, I was on live, so I got it on video that they was going to try their best. Greg was going to try his best to have oil pressure. He doesn't have oil pressure. So then Daniel, he knows we got a race. So he had some problems, and he was supposed to be fixed. Now, you never know. They both might be just playing with me and just might sneak in there. But if they do, come through them gates and they have a trailer behind their truck and neither one of them cars are in there, I'm jumping right on them.
So
the fans can't wait no more.
And your partner's mic is open too. Your partner then got in here. He probably full of captain. He's feeling himself. You know, he's like, JB, what's good, JB? That's your partner's in here.
JB, what
Uncle
up?
Scotty is in the building. What's up, baby?
Are you sure it's only me and Porky on here? There's nobody else on here, I think?
It's people on here.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
I'm just checking.
Oh, it's people on here. Nobody has hit the one button to say, you know, hey,
no,
they want that smoke. Yeah. No, nobody has said that. Now, I'm going to tell you, Scotty, a race, I don't care if it happens. I will promote it to the day that I go away. But a race has got to happen. I don't care where it happens. I'll go see it. But like I was just telling Porky, the Cobalt and G-Unit have to run.
Well, again, we did speak to Daniel. It's going to happen. We're not the holdup, I promise you. Whenever he can get his driver, you know, he'd be changing drivers, he'd be changing tuners, I don't know. But happens to be one of my good buddies. He got driving a car now, my boy Scott. And I guess that's who we wait on. We don't know. But that's all right, I promise you. It's going to happen. You know, it's not on our part if it don't happen, it's because of them. I promise that. But on another note, let's throw this out there. So
right,
we're just going to say something here as far as racing is concerned. If you could name me one person in the whole grudge racing ever that called out every single car there was in the whole damn town, and I mean, I lock in 15 cars. I don't care. Because that's how many runs I could make on my pistons. But everybody else seems to be scared because they want one shakedown, they got a race, they can't race anymore. So whoever called out that many cars at any time in grudge, I never heard anybody else but us. So, and it still stands. You can line up 10 more motherfuckers to lock in. Fuck it, we'll lock them in. We don't care, win or lose. We're going to race. I promise you that. But I don't know, these guys, like Porky said, every time we come to town, I think they got G-Unit with one of them tracking devices on it.
Because
every time that motherfucker gets close, every nobody you know, everybody's going. But either way, we coming.
So you telling me, what about So Jeff Rogers, I mean, is he coming this weekend?
I don't know. There ain't nobody responded. We asked every – listen, it still stands today. What's today? Wednesday? Thursday? What day? What day is it? Thursday?
Thursday.
As of it still stands, any big-tie car, we don't care. And you know what? Listen, JB, I didn't come in there hustling, trying to scare motherfuckers. I'm coming with my little peanut. So even these guys with the 903s and the 959s, I ain't seen not one of them stand up to the plate. So I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they're scared of. But we trying. You know what I mean? So even if we get an ass whipped by a 959, then ain't nothing to be ashamed of. But I tell you right now, if they do, and it ain't going to be more than a half a car, if they do. But fuck it. We ain't scared. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to, we ain't asked for a spot. We ain't asked for nothing. We just kind of race. So I don't know where they all hiding. This is more your town than mine. We just looking for a damn race, man. Come on, bring them. I just don't want these guys making four or five hits because they're going to burn their shit up and then we can't race. So I'm willing to do it off the trailer. Every day off the trailer, I don't care. So now I'm going to leave it in your hands to find us some extra activity, because you know what's going to happen if I start drinking early, then fuck it, I can't race. You know what happens to me when these guys, if they get me disgusted enough, I just start drinking. I don't give a fuck.
So what you're saying is, once the captain get in the system, it's hanging up.
Well, you know, I don't listen. I'm a real good drunk driver, but when it comes to my G unit, I kind of let that shit. You know, ain't that goddamn crazy. I'm crazy, but ain't that crazy. I ain't going to do no race car drinking and driving. You know what I mean? But before that, shit, it's game on.
Damn, I'm going to be honest with you, Scotty. I've never seen, you know, I mean, I know some guys had already, I talked to some guys. I was at Colonial Beach last week, and I know a lot of guys
you
were like, oh, I don't have no mo. I was there last weekend. Yeah, we had a little event there Friday night, and there was a few big tire guys that have cars there, and they were like, you know, they weren't coming. Now, I don't know if, you know, like things would change, like you said. I mean, I know Cheeks is coming. I think Jarrell is coming. I know Gotham City's coming.
We got a little tie going with us and Teachman. So we're going to try to do the tiebreaker with him as well, because I know they will. You know, they're just trying to get ready for that little, you know, they're trying to run for that money, for that points deal. But somewhere in the 3 days, you know, I'm sure we're going to do a little something and get the tiebreaker going. You know, so them guys I know are good. You know, they're going to race. But the rest of them, God damn, where the hell are these big tire cars? I don't get it. And I mean that for real, man. DMV was the – and I used to say it's the king of the big tires. I mean, that's what everybody has. And then, man, I don't know where they hide, man, but shit. You got to help me out on that. Where the fuck are all these cars hiding? You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Somebody to hit the one button. He's got a big tire, but let's see. I don't know if – I know he was looking to run somebody else, but let's see what he – let's see if he can – Jerome Apollo, can you get somebody out the bushes? Or will you come out the bushes?
Well, I don't know about getting nobody out the bushes, but how y'all doing anyway?
What's going on, Jerome?
What up, Jerome?
Oh, man. Working like crazy. Working on a customer's car. Trying to get that ready. Got to go get the Willis ready for tomorrow. I mean, for the weekend.
Make up your mind.
Get it all buttoned up. Huh?
Hey, we'll run your slow, skinny, scraggly ass off the motherfucking trailer Saturday. How's that?
Ah.
That badass pro mod of yours, bro. I'll take my street club and beat the shit out of that pro mod.
Woo. That's a tough statement right there.
You know what I mean? Come
like
on,
I
man.
Told Porky. Like I told Porky, Scotty.
JB,
hey,
you see?
Like I told
the man
hey,
got
Scotty.
A full pledge JB, a full pledge pro nitrous car, and he don't want to race.
Hey, JB, just like I told Porky the other night on Facebook, I told him, I said, well, we'll be there Saturday. We got a shakedown anyway, so
man,
I told him we'll talk anyway when we get there. Maybe we can do something.
You see that,
I don't know
JB?
Yet.
Man, look, I bet you true shit.
I'm definitely not scared. I hope you don't think that.
I'm not going off the
trailer though. I can tell you that much.
Why?
Because I'm not. Because I changed a whole bunch of shit.
Oh man, stop! What'd you change? Fall
hey,
but
let me,
that ain't changing
let me,
shit.
Let me ask you this though, Jarrell. Let me ask you this: is it the I just got my ass real? This ain't no fake. Is it the fact that you feel like Scotty would want to run for a whole lot of money, or is it just the fact that if you lose, you lose? I gotta ask.
That's none of that. I don't feel comfortable going off the trailer. I'm planning to be done after 6 o'clock. I'm done because it's supposed to get cold and I'm not fucking around. So if anything, it'd be before the sun go down. I'm gonna just leave it like that.
So there you go, Porky, lock him in. Before the sun go down.
That's right.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. How's that?
Nope. I'm going to get my fucking two shakedowns, and I told you I'm not going off the trail.
Man.
Porky, you're going to be there Saturday.
Yes, I'll be in it Saturday. I told you, actually, when we get there, we'll talk.
All right, so look, I know what Scotty's about to say. I know what he's about to say. If you like what happens Friday, will you go off the trailer Saturday?
What do you mean Friday? What are you talking about Friday? Who says I'm about Friday?
No, he ain't coming.
You're shaking down.
No, I'm coming Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to work on my bigger plan, as y'all can see last night, but it don't look like that's gonna work. So.
Hey, look, is Jeff coming this weekend?
Yes, indeedy.
You think Jeff will go out there off the trailer?
Knowing that crazy motherfucker, probably, JB.
Get him on the phone.
He ain't on the phone, JB.
Hey, tell him to push the one if he on the bus.
Hey, Jeff, get your white ass on the goddamn line. He didn't know that.
JB, hold on, JB.
Yo.
I can't let these guys make shakedowns because they're going to burn them the fuck up, and then we can't do shit.
Mark my words.
I tell you what. I bet they make 10 to 15 runs this weekend. I'm over there drinking, and whoever shows the fuck up will be fixing their fucking motors. Every one of them going to be fixing that shit. The only way they ain't fixing it, they ain't make no runs, or they shook and they get down.
That's
it. I'm willing to beat up my car all weekend, but I want to race. Fucking shakedown. What the fuck are you making shakedown?
I know you want to race. Hey, Jeff ain't on the phone.
I'm looking. I don't see him. I just texted him.
That motherfucker, he ain't doing shit.
There you go. You see that? Now you see what I'm saying? The DMV. The DMV hates the DMV. God damn. Yo, Porky, you ever see such a thing? Could you imagine if Porky told me and I wouldn't come?
They all just need to get together, put like $500 in each, just line them all up back to back to back. All we're going to do is just come back to the trailer, gas up, charge the battery, and then take the next one.
But 45 minutes is all I need. Fuck it.
All right, 45.
45
minutes. 45
minutes.
Until we run out of gas, I'm going to keep making runs.
Damn.
Fuck it.
And then wrong.
Hey, Jarrell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't you just, you got three-way, right?
Yeah, I got three-way.
Yeah, Yeah,
get him on the band line.
Call him on your other line and pull him in.
Yeah, let me do. Let me see. Hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Damn, JB. You see what I got to go through, fam?
Nah, I believe I ain't gonna lie to you though, Scotty. I believe Jeff might jump out there for something small and try something. Jeff, what's gonna happen? You're gonna talk to, and he's gonna have to let his white. Well, he said he's black from the way he's down.
Is he calling in, JB? He calling yet?
Oh, he about to call me? Well, if he call, all you got to do is hit that
is
one button.
No, is he in there? Is he in there? Because the phone went right to voicemail.
I'm about to look. If he was in here,
he turned
would
that shit off.
He must have turned it off. They know we're looking for him now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. They're going to call me. Let me
go
to bed.
So, JB.
He might be doing a job. Might be. What's up?
JB. Now
he
I'm
might
calling.
Be on a late night plumbing job.
Listen, JB. Now you see,
yeah.
we come into their goddamn home turf, and know everybody's got to make shakedowns. I ain't making no fucking shakedowns. Fuck it.
Well,
great.
If I didn't make no changes, I probably would be comfortable doing it. Actually,
fuck no changes.
But,
listen, I ain't got, man. It don't matter. I'm still coming
this
to that
whole,
goddamn town.
This whole fast, that's all you do, whole fast. What time are you running Chris Sheets Saturday?
Yeah, we got to get a time out of him, too. He's another
one.
Yeah,
we got to get a time after him.
He wants to make 15 fucking hits. He ain't going to have no fucking transmission left and no goddamn pistons left. I want to run this shit early before it gets cold.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's supposed to get in the 50s and shit Saturday evening.
So that's what I mean. I'm like you. I want to get this shit over with.
Right.
You don't know me. I don't like the damn cold. You're going to see for yourself. Scotty does not do well in the cold.
Is that what the captain is for?
No. that's one of the reasons, yeah.
Oh, one of the reasons.
I do not like the damn cold, man. You're going to see me. You're going to be like, God damn, Scotty, where the fuck you going, Alaska? You're going to see me all bundled the fuck up.
You going to bring your hat, your little hat that you usually wear?
Oh yeah, listen. It's always in my car when I get out. When we get out the other end, you should be wearing that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
He got one in the car. He got three in the trailer. Two in the truck.
Everywhere.
Unbelievable.
I want one. Let me try to call him.
That's for real.
I'm gonna try to call him straight in. Hold on. Let's see if this works. Let's see.
Who you calling in?
That's definitely Roger. He might not be answering right now. He might be doing something strange. He might be doing something strange for a little bit of change.
Or his phone did.
Who was that?
All right, but hold on. Somebody, 757, and then 8041. Who we got?
Yo, 60 foot in the house. What's happening?
60 foot media. What's up? Hey, 60 foot media. Get one of your. Scotty G need a big tire car to jump dead in front of G Unit. That's what he said. Big tire.
Hey, look.
No time car.
Hey, look. To be honest with you, I don't do much of smack talking, right? But I love to see that run back with Tiefen, man.
But that's already in the making. I think he's waiting on Tiefen for that because you know Tiefen is running the shootout, so that they got to go around. You know what I'm saying? They got to kind of
He
wants some action.
I'll tell you what,
this man. What?
Look, the only big car I know that I want to see that I think got some smoke for him will be down out of bank this weekend. So they trying to get the car dialed in. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, if you know somebody that doesn't want to dial a car in and wants to get busy for a little bit of change, That man wants to go 660 feet with somebody in a sweat-ass motion with no lotion. That's how he wants to get busy, man, because he said if he gets drunk.
I'm just the cameraman.
All right, well, look, you get there, and look, the cameraman, you know, you got a YouTube channel. If you don't drink a shot of Captain on that video, Scotty says throw that shit away. Whole video.
Man, look.
That's right.
Yeah, look, I'm trying to get monetized, Doc. We keeping it TG for now. But for sure, we ain't got to do it on camera. But we still don't care, though.
Well, I feel you. But look, this is what we need. We need somebody. I'm telling you, I got a good amount of callers on here. If somebody can find somebody that is big tire, no time, that wants to go right off the fucking ramps this weekend. Oh, somebody else just called in too. My little ramp just went down. Let's see if that's Jeff. Hold on.
Let's see.
Nope, that's not Jeff, but somebody else did just call in. I got a lot of 434 numbers, but I ain't got that Jeff Rogers number yet.
Hey, look, if y'all haven't had the chance to yet, man, go on over to 60-Foot Racing YouTube channel and check those videos out, man. I dropped two this week from the Checkdown Nationals and some stuff from Ladies Night a few weeks back. Get me on the popping now, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, drop a like, comment, share.
Will do, man. Will do. But like I said, when you get out there, go check those guys out, you know. But, you know, make yourself known. Talk a little shit. And, man, And look, we are looking for Jeffrey Rogers right now. That's what we're looking for. I just feel like I'm going to take up for Jeff on this one. Off the trailer for something tomorrow, he'll probably do it. I'm going to be honest with you. And I think Jarrell know the same thing. Jarrell just can't get his stepdaddy, his father-in-law, or whatever you want to call him, can't get him on the phone.
Yeah, that's odd. I mean, I talked to him early today, like 12 o'clock. When, I don't know. His phone ain't even ringing.
Jarrell.
What?
You're probably gonna talk to him later tonight or in the morning. This is what you do.
Okay.
You guys come together as a team. All right? You say, Jeff, you get Scotty off the trailer.
Poke it. You ain't even got to do that. You can talk straight
right.
to the owner.
Let's do it.
Mr. Black,
man,
from
fuck
the fucking
motherfucker.
He's on. Oh, man, shit.
Fuck these motherfuckers. They know
oh,
who they fucking
shit.
Talking to, JB. They know who the fuck they talking to.
Motherfucker. There you go. Black from the fucking waist down. There you go.
Motherfucker. I heard y'all in here talking shit. What's going on?
We're waiting on you.
What, I don't know what y'all talking about. I'm a busy man. I ain't got time to get on the internet and talk shit. You got to talk to me.
Okay. We like to keep it easy, too. Let's do something Saturday off the trailer.
I don't know if I'm going to make it, but I'll run you Sunday off the trailer.
There you go.
You're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What the hell is this? What day we race off the trailer?
Hold on. Son, my wife all fucked up on Sunday.
What's the matter?
We got flights on Sunday. We're trying to get them changed right now, so I can't speak on Sunday. But Saturday, the gates open at 9 or 10 or something like that.
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, let me see. Yeah, gates open at 9 on Saturday. And the track goes hot at 11. So what you think? We go at noon?
We're talking about Sunday.
I can't speak on Sunday.
Well, what time are you leaving Sunday?
I have to be out of there by noon.
Well, I think that, Jeff, I think our shakedown is at 12, I believe, Sunday.
But he said he got to leave at 12.
Because they starting us,
so
they starting us
let
early.
Let me ask y'all something. All right, y'all get a shakedown Saturday, right?
Yeah, we get two on Saturday.
Yeah.
Would they let G Unit get beside y'all on that first shakedown and just not run the shootout?
Well, they run singles anyway, JB. So it don't. I guess it wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Why don't y'all just do that?
What time is the second? When is the second shakedown, Drill?
On Saturday.
6:00 is that?
All right, we'll run. Well, we don't have to run off the trail. We'll run him at 8:00. I get down there by then.
I gotta work.
I get down there by then. He can shake down all he wants, and we can shake down. Just be in the lane at 8:00.
Well, I gotta run cheap Saturday night. We gotta run cheap Saturday night.
What time?
I'm supposed to talk to him when we get there. That's why I'm trying to get it done before all the shakedowns and all that stuff.
Hmm.
But you're coming on Saturday or are you coming Friday?
I ain't coming Friday. I can't. No way in the world I can make it Friday.
Okay.
I thought you all were staying for 3 days. Make the flight
right,
at 2:00.
Huh?
Change your flight back a little bit.
That's what we're trying to do. I'm trying to do it right now. I got the travel agent working on it right now.
Yeah, well, you have a long trip home. An hour and a half gonna flight, 5 hours with your ass rolled up.
Mm-mm.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
They gonna call that motherfucker. Hey, JB, they gonna call that the slow unit on the way home. Ain't no G unit, but the slow unit.
We got
fucking beat Jeff Rogers. He lost his mind. Fucking Scotty G. God damn.
All you got to do is one word.
What? Yeah, if you want to try to dictate the time and play, you're going to make the track. Get that flight move. It'll be good.
I'm trying to, like I told you before, y'all could just line up back to back and just sit in the lanes and just let us just come. Come through there and just run all y'all.
You'll run out of money, man. God damn.
With all them.
Ain't nothing fast past Virginia with big cars. Unless it's a pro mod. CDRA.
We've heard that. But every time we come to the DMV, everybody goes running.
You ain't going to get me to run. You got to beat me up. I'm going to stand right there toe-to-toe. I ain't running.
But we got Saturday for lunch. JB gonna be on the grill. He'll be cooking. We'll go ahead and run, and then after we drag you down the track, you come back to the trailer. We'll eat.
Shit, you better. Hey, motherfuckers gonna die. Y'all gonna die before the race. Yeah.
So JB, let me get this straight. They was on the damn on his phone calling out the whole DMV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dead serious. It's recorded. He done called out. He said any no time big tire car he would like to run this weekend.
Mm. My only problem with running him Saturday is I just need a time because I do got to make a – I'm going to the – I ain't going to burn my shit up. I'm going to the 60-foot because I just changed the converter last night. And that's all I need, one. What's the other noise?
So you want a shakedown. That's what you want for Saturday.
Well, that's why I said we can run Sunday off the trailer because Saturday, do what you want. And just unload them Sunday and race.
But you're telling me you need – a shakedown because of converter change.
Yeah, what do I give you the shakedown? Huh? I give you the shakedown Saturday afternoon, but we have to run before 4 o'clock.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I might not get there at about 5 or 6 o'clock.
Oh shit!
That's why I was trying to race you at 8 or Sunday morning. I'm gonna stay all night.
You don't think you don't think Chris Cheeks will run earlier? You know, around 4 or 5-ish.
Chris Cheeks 4 o'clock.
Has anybody got his number? Get him on the phone.
Let me see.
What did you supposed to have all that information, Porky? Goddamn.
Goddamn. You got flight attendant. Flight attendants working on the ticket. He got this and that. Goddamn. And he got Cheeks' number. What the hell?
Actually, Chris Cheeks is on here. Hold on.
Oh.
Chris Cheeks.
Okay.
Chris Cheeks is listening.
He's right there. Get him, Chris. God damn it.
Chris Cheeks, your mic is open. Yo, what's happening?
There you
what
go,
up, Doc.
You
hear me?
Hey, Chris, this is Porky.
What's happening, Porky?
What's up, pimp? Hey, so I talked to Kev. We didn't set a definite time. We just said Saturday. But I'm trying
right.
to drag Jeff. I'm trying to drag Jeff down this track.
Okay.
So, you want to do what they got? They got four. You want to do?
I can tell you. We can probably come off the trailer Saturday.
Boom!
You want to come off the trailer Saturday?
Let's do it. All right.
Okay.
Chris, let's do noon. High noon.
That'll work.
All right. That's locked. Off the trailer at noon in the lanes.
That'll work.
Oh,
my.
Well,
anyway.
Hey, hold on.
Easy as that.
Before you do that, I don't think the track goes hot till 2 o'clock.
I'm looking at it right now. Gates open at 9. Time runs at 11 a.m. for all the other bullshit. We'll squeeze right in there. We'll try to talk to Larry.
Yeah. They got bracket racing and everything down there this race, so.
Whenever we can all squeeze right. in, we're going to do it. How about that?
That's right.
I'm ready to rock and roll.
So, we'll say noon right now, and then we'll go from there. All right, Jeff, on to you now.
That'll work.
8 o'clock.
You say you're not going to roll in there until 5?
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm trying to get there earlier, but I'm saying if we just lock in at 8 o'clock, and I'll be there when I have it. That's on me at that time. Unless you can get something going on for Sunday.
Let's split it. 7 o'clock.
That's fine.
All right.
That's fine. Whatever time you want to ask, whatever you can get.
All right.
7:30.
7 o'clock.
Yeah. Around 7 o'clock, we'll start getting to the lanes. Unless Larry's got, you know what I mean, sometimes you might be setting the lanes 20 minutes, but that's fine. 7
all
o'clock.
All right. You got that, JB?
I got it, Rob.
All right. Read it back for us.
Yeah, well, right now, you locked in with Cheeks off the trailer. The set time is 12, but let's just say it might be 12 to 12:30 to 1. But y'all are cool. Whatever time y'all can hit it between 12 and 1, you are locked in with Chris Cheeks off. And then you got Jeff. If run by 7. Now, let's just be honest. Like, I know what Jeff is saying. It might be 7 to 7:30 for you run, because depending on what's in the lane, but run by between 7 to 7:30?
As long as we're in the lanes at 7 o'clock.
All right. Well, Jeff, I know you're a man of your word. One thing about you, you will go out the fucking window. If you say it's a lock, it's a lock.
It's a lock.
Lock.
There you go. There you go. Well. There you have it. I know Chris Cheeks. It's locked on his end. It's locked on Porky end. It's locked on Jeff end. Y'all going to have a trap, you know, y'all going to have a nice threesome this weekend.
That's what I'm talking about. DMV, stand up. DMV.
That's it. This motherfucker come out of goddamn. Where y'all living now? In Carolina? Or you live in Florida, don't you?
Yeah, Florida.
I got you.
Lord, they gonna come to DMV act like they're bad. Them motherfuckers, I'll tell you.
We are. Every time we come to DMV, everybody go running.
Well, you must have been going to some kind of bracket race or something. Where have you been going?
No. We came to Custom Tees last year. We couldn't make Keyboard Nationals last year. Then we went to, we came up, what, 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, yeah, we was up there at Custom Tees.
But stop sneaking up there. Let somebody know you're coming.
We don't ever sneak up. That's a problem. I can't keep my mouth shut when I come up there to DMV because y'all sweet up there.
I'm going to put something in your sweetheart. Unbelievable. I thought you already had a couple races locked in. I thought you were racing Shaq Attack or somebody.
Racing Shaq Attack on Friday.
Gotcha.
Oh, y'all trying to get it in.
They better make sure they got an old person. God damn, he can run that thing in circles.
G Unit's gonna run a train on the DMV this weekend.
The slow unit.
The G Unit. You know what G stands for?
Girl. That's it. I'm trying to figure it out. God damn girl.
You gonna find out.
God damn. It's a girl unit. We gonna run, me and Chief gonna run so much up in it. He gonna get sore and going home sore or something.
Hey, look, somebody just texted in the back room. Said somebody about to get cheeks about to clap some cheeks. That's some funny shit. Damn it, cheeks about to clap some cheeks. God dang.
Where's Scotty at? He's awful quiet on here.
He's drinking.
He's on there. He's drinking.
He don't drink. Come on, man. Hey, Scotty, look, I'm a racer, but God damn it, you cannot be drunk when we race. Make sure you ain't drinking.
Who this? Who this?
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you're not drinking, Scotty. God damn it.
Nah, listen. What do you gotta worry about? I said it earlier tonight. You missed out. I do not drink when I'm fucking with that race car. But afterwards, win or lose, I'm telling you right now, you won't be drinking.
Ain't no doubt in my mind. We know that.
As a matter of fact, you're going to come drink with me too now.
In.
Listen, you're going to be drinking with me now.
Yeah, we're going to come over and have a good time.
Nah, we're going to have a good time no matter what.
Yeah, we're going to be good.
Now, listen, we do got to get back to my man Chris. Yo, he fucked us up good. So we got to try him one more time, and that's it. I ain't fucking with him no more.
Who's that?
He's on the show. Chris. He's on here.
Yeah, you going one more time. You going to get fucked up one more time.
No, that's it.
God damn it.
That's it. One more time, if we get fucked up, I ain't fucking with you no more. We good.
Then I'm okay.
But we still got a party. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have fun.
We're going to have fun, but, you know, we're going to do this.
You're saying the first time.
We're going to try.
First time was a mistake.
Yeah, that's all right.
You're saying
so good.
I got you.
So
who's bringing the car up here? Who's driving the car? Who's bringing the car up?
Listen, me and Porky normally drive it, but we drove so goddamn much this year. Fuck that goddamn dually. I got a couple of other boys, they drive. Fuck that, man. I can't take that.
You can take it. Look, that's what I'm saying. Just on your on Sunday. Well, never mind. We already locked in for Saturday. Never mind. I would say you can stay Sunday and ride back with them. God damn it.
Fuck that. Scotty, I ain't go. Listen, come Sunday, once I know when we ain't racing, what is it, Saturday, Friday, it don't matter. Then I start partying, and that's it. So we try to get everything in early so we can fuck around and do what the fuck we got to do all night. That's all. And then we're going to hang with you all. We don't care. But listen, whoever's in there racing, whoever's going to try to win that shootout, we're just going to hang with you all anyway.
I got you.
So we're just going to come in there have a good time. We're just trying to do a little something, have some fun before the damn, it's getting damn cold up there, man. I hate the damn cold. That's why I don't even want to race late. It's going to be cold up there this weekend, bro. I ain't ready for that. When I was there last, it was 91. Shit, 2 weeks later, it's motherfucking 50.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I know. Shit, yeah. I ain't ready for that. Shit, me and Porky, where we come from, it's 80s at night. Or maybe it's 78 at night. But damn, I got to go up there, motherfucking goddamn 50s. Shit. That's fine. But really, the truth is, we just want to do it before the dude comes in. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to mess around too late over there. Because, you know how it is, man. The dude starts rolling in. And I'll be honest, if the dude starts coming in, I just won't race. You know, if it's dangerous like that, I don't mess around. You know? And then even if it does happen to us, we'll do it another time. It's all good.
I got you.
But that's good, man.
So you got three races this weekend.
Well, as of now.
One Friday. I got you.
Until I run out of gas, I'm going to keep fucking racing. If they let me run a shootout, I'm going to run a shootout, too. I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
Yeah, what do they got? They got the King of the Beach you had then, you know, huh?
Well, I think they changed everything to Sunday, so it got me all fucked up.
Oh, that's
me
right.
And Porky, we thought we were going to run a Saturday and get out of town, but God damn. We're trying to, because, flights are fucked up, man. You can't get flights no more. So we're trying to see what we could do. If we get, if we can hang around Sunday, we're going to try, but we don't know yet, It's kind of fucked up out there with these damn, these flights, man. It ain't like it used to be. But we're trying.
Okay.
And listen, now, if both y'all fuck us up on Saturday and we decide to stay Sunday, you got to give us another shot at it.
I keep running up in you until you can't take it no more.
All right, there you go. See, that's my man. See, Porky, I told you this man was all right. I heard a number of good things about him anyway.
I'm glad he got on the phone tonight.
No, for real. All these other motherfuckers always talking. They don't want to do shit.
Yeah, we going, like you say, you build these motherfuckers racing, you got to race somebody.
Nah, I agree. Fuck it. Race it.
You got to race. That's it.
Yeah.
All you can do is lose, right? All you can do is lose.
Ain't a big deal. It ain't no thing, man. It ain't nothing.
Are you going to Gallat in a couple weeks? Or you ain't going back?
No, I can't go. We got a big-ass party that weekend. And then otherwise we try to ease over there, too, but we definitely can't go to that one. Definitely can't, as much as we want to. And after that shit, too goddamn cold. Now you boys got to start coming south.
Yeah. I thought you and Keisha were supposed to have a rerun.
We're going to try to do this weekend sometime. He'll run. We just didn't set on the time. He's really concentrating on that damn, the points deal. But somewhere in there, it's probably going to be one of the shakedowns or something.
Right.
We're going to try and do something. Get a little tiebreaker going, you know what I mean? But that's somewhere in there. We just didn't, we didn't settle on the time. But he's definitely going to run.
Okay.
Try it one more time, that's all.
Gotcha.
But everything good. So, Porky, don't forget to bring the damn keys, man. We got to get there early. Open the damn gates.
I got them in the bag. I got a copy of the keys in the bag.
Right, don't forget them. They're going to be mad.
Don't forget
shit.
Them. You have to leave married. Don't forget them. You got to leave married when you leave. I'll tell you that. I don't know if you got them now or not, but when you leave, you ain't going to have them. No, sir. Damn.
We get there, motherfuckers have the locks cut off, and we can't get in.
Oh, we're going to let you in. We're going to lock you in once you get in so you can't run away.
Ah, there you go. Now we're talking. Now you're showing some love.
You got
to let us in. You might not let us out, but you let us in. Fuck it.
Yeah. You come in.
Right.
I can't believe all the cars, man. Only a couple of them lock you in.
Listen, we trying, man. What the fuck are we going to do? What we can do is ask. I don't know. don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I got to say, but no lie, you know, we ain't never met, but goddamn, I got to hand it to you, Jeff. They said you would run, and you did.
Fuck. Hey, we met before.
No, we probably did, but man, I don't know names. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we was in Florida.
Yeah,
you know that guy that helped me with my car, Jack Ford. We was in Florida. I had that Cassius Clay Mustang.
Yeah, well, I know Jack. Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
He's one to call me.
He said, man, get on the phone and lock that mouthy son of a bitch in. I said, who? He said, that goddamn Scotty G. I said.
I know he didn't say that because I didn't say nothing. But he knew. Nah, it's so good, man. So good. It's so good.
Yeah. Like I tell Jill, I tell you, we might not be the fastest, but we ain't going to back down for nobody. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Shit ain't nothing.
Not a motherfucker. Not a motherfucker. Not nobody from Florida, no. You know what I mean? Like you just said, you can't take the cold weather. You can't take the pressure.
Uh-uh.
We're gonna put some pressure on you.
Listen, I can't take the pressure either. Fuck it, I'm gonna try. Because I know, listen, if I can't beat you bitches with my car, I'll tell you right now, I'm gonna fuck all you up later on. You start fucking with me. With that goddamn alcohol.
No, I can't fuck with you with that. I guarantee you that.
Nah,
you're going to beat the whole track with that. That motherfucking drink now. JB, that's somebody that can drink now. Watch him.
Oh,
JB knows.
One thing I can tell you, he knows firsthand. We've been at a few events together, and the motherfucker I've seen him take, and see, we drink Captain Morgan. I can show you. He's taken a full Cap Morgan bottle and put it to the middle of one sip. So the motherfucker is a drinker. He's a drinker.
To the middle. He drink half a bottle one sip.
Yeah. That motherfucker's Italian, man. The motherfucker will drink like a sailor, man. Then talk shit. Then he'd be like, Yo, JB, man. Talking shit. But that's why, you know what? That's why I like shit like this. There was an easy lock-in. It was no, like, I be telling, like, I'm, the Facebook stuff, don't get me wrong. This shit, yeah, gets a little hype. Yo, yeah. But at the end of the day, when you talking to somebody and you hear their voice, it's damn near like being in their presence. Hey, man, I want to run you. Real shit. It's real shit. I'm talking to this motherfucker. We ain't on no fucking Facebook
right. And
I'm typing it to hear it.
I'm talking
to you. Bitch, I want to run you. That's right. I love it.
The Facebook is more for the fans, you know? Like the fans
and the sidelines,
you know?
Thing I will say, and I've seen it more than anything, and I had to listen to see it. If sometimes when you post on Facebook, the sideliners will burn it down. You got backdoor shit. Yo, don't run him. He been there, and that shit just kills. It's like, oh, shit. You can't even get a grudge run because the man in the back door like, yo, man, you know, they just kill it.
No, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
I mean, but
you know,
I do like
two racers, that's all.
Yeah, like right when y'all locked in, yeah, I posted on Facebook because people heard it. They know it. Now they can say, oh, I like Scotty. Oh, I like Jeff. That's when this shit gets hyped because they like, you see all this little side betting. You see the man that might work at the fucking steel mill betting his $50. It's some good shit, man. It's just good shit. And I'm going to be down there. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to have a whole thing of cold liquor, and I'm going to be riding around in my golf cart. If you see me drunk, do not video. That YouTube or that on here, keep your videos to a minimum.
JB, I can't guarantee nothing, but I ain't the cameraman.
There you go with that shit, Scotty. There you go with that shit.
But you know, ain't gonna be
also,
me.
Hey, we do have one condition, JB. We won't video you, but when I gap Scotty G, don't video that either, because I won't get him on race.
Please don't video. Do not put that shit on Facebook, please. Please don't put that shit on Facebook.
So hold on. So, I thought Scotty said if you gap him, he was getting off Facebook. I was like, damn, that's just nasty.
Nah, listen, do not record no gaps of me and put that shit on Facebook. We gotta get that shit in writing.
Yeah, okay, I'll do it too.
God,
Scotty's been racing a long time.
That's good old shit.
That motherfucker,
yes,
like you said, the fastest car don't always win. You know what I mean?
All right, well, look, so, now that y'all telling ages, are y'all the same age?
Man, I ain't that goddamn old.
I'm probably older than Scotty.
You're damn right older than me.
I bet you y'all the same age.
Don't be talking about damn ages, dog.
I'm 55.
Be a lot of females listening. Don't be putting a damn age out there.
Mm. Yeah, look. Hey, but look, let me tell you something. This is where the shit gets interesting. See, I know about both of y'all. Jeff, tell Scotty the car that you used to street race with, the old Ford, and then Scotty, tell Jeff that big-ass car you used to street race with.
Oh,
shit's gonna get interesting,
man. You go back to the goddamn archives, dog.
Yeah, listen to this shit. Jeff. Ask him. Tell him what you had first, Jeff.
Okay. I had an old 68 Mustang.
And then you had a
Mustang
Falcon,
with
right?
Yeah, I had a Falcon, too. But when I first started street racing, JB, I had – remember that 68 Mustang I had? I turned it into a big tire car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you sold it. You sold it to a guy down here.
No, I sold that Mustang to a guy in Australia. But look, JB, that motherfucker was, how many years ago was that? Man, it was so long ago. That bitch, we was going in the sixes with that motherfucker in a quarter mile back then. Yeah,
God,
I had an old Ford motor in it. But I used to race it on the street. I had a FE Ford motor in it. Man, I used to burn our asses up. But what Scotty had?
Oh, shit.
1943.
Yeah, listen to what Scotty had.
Nah, listen to that. When I was racing,
Scotty, tell him.
There was... Listen, when I was street racing, the pro stocks weren't even going sixes yet. You can forget about
look,
the 6 seconds.
He hasn't told you what he was racing yet. The shit's going to fuck you up.
Well,
I know what he was racing.
All right. You're talking about my big car. I was racing a deuce and a quarter back in the day when we was on the highway.
Half the people on the phone don't know what that is.
Yeah, all right. So you okay. It's an old ass Buick, full size.
Mm-hmm.
Back home in New York, it was a big deal. We all raced them.
What year was that, Scotty?
No, this is going back in the 80s now, dog.
I got you. So you in the 50s, Junior, 52.
Man, back when street racing was fun.
Oh yeah.
Did you see how he ducked that question, Jeff? You saw
yeah,
he ducked
that ducking that age question.
Hell yeah, I told you,
that old though. Listen, I'm so damn old. You motherfuckers better start spotting me soon. You know who was it yesterday? Porky. Who wanted to bet yesterday about on the tree? They don't know, man. I'm older than most of these motherfuckers.
The manager,
and I drink a lot. You know what I mean?
Oh, you done made a bet with the manager. God damn.
Well, Porky,
now you're trying to back out of the bet. You don't want to bet no more. That's crazy. That is crazy.
What was the bet? Porky, what was the bet?
I wanted $100 on the wind light, and he wanted $200, $100 on the wind light, and $100 on the tree. But he ain't even going to be there. I told him.
He's gonna be a US 13.
Said, how the fuck we gonna bet on a tree? We ain't getting time slips.
He ain't even gonna be there either. That's crazy.
But it's okay.
Hey JB, I'm at JB.
Huh?
I'm asking one more time. Hey Scotty.
You.
What year was you born?
Let me see now. I was born in, shit, if you 52.
This
if you 52.
No, 55.
Oh, you 55?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 56. Are we the same age? Yeah, 56.
I told, look at that.
There.
Y'all probably had
yeah,
the same
two.
Fucking mohawk.
But I didn't think he was that old.
We got, now you got to figure we got two AARP y'all fuckers in the stadium lane.
Yeah,
Lord,
oh, that's right. Hey.
Yeah.
That's
yo.
Right.
Oh,
right. Oh. AARP, motherfucker.
Yo, they said.
So you
yo,
know what?
I'm, yo, that's an idea.
Hey, Jeff.
AARP.
Huh?
AARP.
Yo, there you
big
go.
Tire belt. Yo.
Hey, so listen, hey, JB, hey, Jeff.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
So when we rate the Young Bucks like Jarrell, them bitches got to start spotting us, bro, just for that.
Yeah, you got to let it leave first. Our reflexes flow.
Yeah, you're damn right. We deserve it.
Yeah. Raise it long enough. God damn.
Well, you said you got to provide proper identification for that.
Yeah.
Listen,
like
we got that proper identification. Damn. You hear me, Jarrell?
I hear you.
You set the old man out. We good.
You might as well get him a taste of that Willie's while you're down there.
Yeah, I'm working
him.
On that. I'm working
I
on that.
I asked him, but, you know, hey, Jeff, I told
him.
I told my brother to throw nitrous goddamn Willie's, but... He's telling you he needs like 3 days to test, and then I don't know.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said I need a test. I need a shakedown is what I said.
All right, so you get one. You got it then. Fuck it. Now what you going to say?
Race Jeff first. That's what I say.
No, we're going to race Jeff. What the fuck do you shakedown for? I'm going to shove it up the trailer.
Ah, man. Yeah, come help
Jarrell
me pull the car
game.
Off the trailer.
Come on, man. I told you I'd run it off the trailer. You said no.
I did.
You can't run him out of the trailer. You got to run Chief off the trailer.
Well, yeah, I know. But,
oh,
but
yeah,
I just said
right.
It to him earlier.
You get him second.
Yeah, he did.
He
gave me the option first.
Scotty giving options to you. Unbelievable.
I'm trying to work on my plan. Jeff, you know I'm trying to work on my plan. It ain't working. It ain't work last night.
That ain't working.
No? That month. And yeah, they come up, they was talking static. So I was just like, fuck it. Maybe I'll try it again in the driver's meeting. I think I showed him a little too much at Bush Creek.
I know you ain't talking about him.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh,
hey,
who's
that guy that runs that? Who's that guy that runs that? That 5-inch. What's he run? A big dog or something? Real fast. What's his name?
Who? Brian Mariner?
I said fast.
Nah,
they
don't
fast over there.
There's a fast 5-inch over there.
Oh, Brian Schrader.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Brian Schrader.
Yeah, he's fast with a 5-inch there, boy.
Bro, motherfuckers are going goddamn 80s over there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a real
not.
Deal over there.
Yeah, I know. I have to give him the back tire, I guess. I don't know. But anyhow. So that's one of the motors. He must got. Scotty got one of the motors like that. Now, so he better have one of the motherfuckers. He's going to get left behind.
He ain't gonna get left behind. I thought there was no child left behind.
No girl left behind.
I got my little feet under me now, but I got one of them damn gorillas now.
Oh, he said he don't got no what do you call them? JB, what did Kenny Ferguson call his 5-inch? He got one of them what do you used to say about them 5-inches?
No,
he don't got no daddy mode.
And then Jeff said if you get it off the floor, hey Jeff, if you get the motor off the floor, what was it called?
I forgot that happened so long. Tell him what it was.
God damn, look at that trash can blew over already. God damn. Winning a motherfucker, sir.
Hey. Y'all about to have some fun out there, boy.
You coming, JB?
Yeah, I'm going to get down there probably. I can't make that first one with Cheeks in them because I got something to do, but I'm going to be down there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a lot warmer on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, but we're doing all this racing on Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, damn.
Hey, look, that's how, but see, that tells all the listeners on here got to hear a race get locked in with no bullshit and still can talk shit later. One got to win, one got to lose. And you know what? Still going to talk shit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's supposed to be like, JB. I looked at the internet a little while ago, because once in a while I look at it, and I seen where them boys, they argue, cuss each other, call each other this and that, and I was like, man, god damn. This internet's fucked up.
I don't even get nothing out of it anymore. For really.
Wow.
If you're going to race, you're going to race. You know, talk a little trash here and there, but, you know, that's it.
Yeah,
we talking about damn
break.
Like you say, Scotty, back in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't all that shit on the internet. You called a motherfucker on the phone.
No, we had nothing, man. We used to go, we were going to race. But, man,
yeah.
I see some of the stuff today. You know, sometimes I watch some of it, and then I see it on Facebook, and I don't know, man. Came through the old school stuff. But I see some of the stuff that goes on, and the crying and this, and I don't know, man. I just can't deal with it, man. I just ask to race. And you know what it is when I ask somebody to race? If it's no, it's no. I don't keep going. I don't keep annoying the guy. Yeah, we move the fuck out. It's just. But, you know, I watch some of the stuff, and then, man, I don't know. I see some of these guys, like, I don't know if they just take it to heart or, you know, maybe because of what we used to do, you know, but. It ain't no thing.
No, it's just, you know, look, Scott, it's that younger generation, man. They got a whole different mindset. Like, when I was growing up.
You're probably right, you know.
Listen, when I was growing up, in the 80s and 90s, when I was growing up hanging out at the bars and shit, motherfuckers getting a fought argument, we got in the back of the bar, fist fight, kick each other, beat each other up, go back in and buy each other beer. Now the motherfuckers, you call somebody a fucking customer, they shoot you, they want to stab you. That's what I'm saying. It's a whole different mindset. You can't even get in a good manly fist fight nowadays. Motherfuckers want to shoot.
No, you're right. It is fucked up when it comes to that, you know, with it really does suck, especially like what we do. It's a car, man. We just cars. We're just trying to race. It ain't nothing. Talk some shit, you know. You know what you talk shit? Talk shit for the fans, man. You know, that's all it is. It ain't nothing personal. So I tell people, you know, we talk a little junk, have some fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we're going to do, I said this weekend, we're going to hang out, have some fun, that's all. And then, you know, but you're right.
I wasn't even going to entertain racing y'all, but these motherfuckers come up here calling at the DMV. Now, this ain't going to work. This motherfucker's got to be stopped.
Yeah, I agree. See? I'm going to tell you what, no matter what happens, win or lose, between us, if we win, I'm going to nothing but talk good about you and praise you to the rest of these motherfuckers. Because all the rest of these, you know, always talking this bullshit and, you know, just a race. It ain't nothing.
No, I'm going to do the same, man. I mean, you easy to get along with. You get on here, with motherfuckers. Next guys get on here, they talking about where they going, DT, going to bend you over and run this up and get you pregnant. I mean, what the fuck they got all that stupid shit for?
Nah, I know. It ain't nothing.
Terrible. I guess it's a young man's sport. We got to get out of this shit. We're getting too old.
No. Listen, people, you know, that I come, what's that name, Porky? I call him the family. What's that pretty-ass blue Mustang that we raced in Outer Banks? I don't know anybody's name.
Boss Lady.
Yeah. Great bunch of people from the granddaddy down. But how it all started, see, people were seeing when I was out there, I was fixing my wheelie balls, and they said, hey, Scotty, man, would you weld my balls? I'm like, fuck yeah, bring that shit over here. And I welded up the balls. So how we got the race was, I said, listen, man, you just owe me a race. I don't want no damn money. Let's do something for the fans. And that's how all that went down. And we raised some little gas money, you know what I mean, literally some gas money. And but for me, shit, if I can help, I'm going to help anybody anyway. Don't matter. You know, unless you're a total asshole, unless you're a total fucking idiot, otherwise I'm going to help you. I don't care. People, you know, people borrowing. When we ran bipolar last December at No Guts, No Glory, yeah. I had to lend all of them a whole bunch of nitrous jets. I didn't care. Take them. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's just us. That's all. Ain't no thing. But that's how it's supposed to be. And what people don't realize, what people don't realize, too, what's good for the sport, if you get a little rival going, like we were trying to get something with Teachman, because Teachman was the king of the shootouts, it's all about the fans, but the actual racers don't get it, most of them. You know what I mean? So that's why we started messing with Teachman, just for the people. That's all it is. You know, you get a little rival going here and there, and that's what everybody wants to see. And that's how a lot of these promoters or whatever, it makes it better for them.
Right.
A lot of guys don't get it. They take that shit too personal.
A lot of guys tell me, I'm not racing that. I ain't worried about that promoter. I mean, but like I tell them, if we don't race at these events, and don't help the promoter out, then you don't have no more events. You know what I mean? I mean, what's it going to look like with me and you and your little crew and my crew at the track arguing with each other, nobody else watching? We won't even talk shit to each other because, you know, you just talk shit to each other, have a good time, let the fans look at it and laugh.
Yeah.
So if ain't nobody there to watch us, we ain't got no sport.
Then what happens the next month or the next 6 months? They ain't no fucking racists.
Right. So...
But a lot of these guys don't get it. You know, I try to tell them.
I'm about supporting the tracks and supporting their damn promoters. I mean, they've got.
Well, you see, for
we can race. They say, oh, we can race at a test and tune and all that shit. I said, yeah. Just say me and Ricky Fox going to run on small blocks at a test and tune on a Sunday. People's going to come to watch it. But the track made all the money. So the poor promoters that promote this shit and do their job, they don't get a nickel out of it because you don't want to do it to help a promoter. But in reality, they help keep the sport moving. Like JB, if JB didn't call me and text me 10 times, I looked on the dresser, seen the phone going off, I never got on the phone tonight, and then we would never lock this in.
Yeah, no, I get it. Hey, but you brought up a good point about supporting. We did all this, and this is going to be the fourth weekend in 8 weeks. We traveled. You know, we were in Piedmont, we were in Outer Banks twice, and we were at Virginia, you know, Larry T's. We just trying to support because we're hoping next year, if there's a bunch of more big tire races, we just trying to support and keep it going. That's all it is. You know, it's tough for us, like for the local guys. And all these local motherfuckers don't want to come out. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? And like, get the fuck out. Even if you don't race your car, man, just get over there, man. And, you know, give the man $20 at the gate and come put your car out there. But these guys don't get it, man. We try. We're trying to support whoever we can. You know,
like,
we can make
like
it, we're going to come.
Like I tell everybody, you can go to the racetrack. It's usually open, 12 to 14 hours a day, a normal racetrack, and for $20 fucking dollars, that's 80 cents an hour. 80 cents for entertainment, for all that entertainment. $20 for a day, you can't go to the goddamn movies for 20, but $25.
No, hell no, exactly, for $20.
Really, for $20, you get to enjoy yourself all goddamn day.
Yep. No, it's
for
real.
Come back,
Yeah.
Well, that's for real. That's for real. You know, like I said, we try. You know, it's tough for that. But, you know, I see these guys, a lot of local dudes, and, you know, they want to come out there and complain about the track. Man, stop complaining. You should be happy that we got goddamn racetracks on the left, the way they're closing up.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Larry that actually bought it and trying to do something for us. You know, yeah, it ain't no MIR, but goddamn, the man's trying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real? That's real. Yeah, you know, a lot of people, they don't look at the whole picture from the outside in. You know, all they want to do is complain.
JB, some people won't go to Colonial Beach. Their track ain't good enough. Motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
I take every goddamn car I got down the track, my small tire car and my big tire car.
Yeah.
I go,
but you know what
I go
it
down
is?
The track.
Listen, Jeff, it's all about tuning. You know, everybody wants to make their best run every day. But
yeah.
Race cars are race cars. You got to tune your shit and tune to the racetrack. And you know, people don't get it. We all on the same track. You know?
Exactly.
But like you said, they won't come. You know, the track ain't good enough. Man, stop.
But see, them guys that do that shit, they're not true grudge racers. Because what I'm telling you is, a true grudge racer came from the streets.
Right.
Most
that's what we did.
That's
oh,
why
man,
we got
that's
drug
the true grudge racer.
Yeah, so that's, look, Darrell, that's why the motherfuckers went to the track because they turned the clocks off. We used to race on the street.
Yep.
You ain't get no shakedown. You ain't get to test the track. You ain't have all that crazy
that's
shit
right.
You went out there and race. Now,
you see what he just said? I have this conversation all the time. That's how we did it. We used to hang out in the parking lot, maybe 2-3 hours, 4 hours, get our money up and go to the fucking highway. You know, that's why when these guys say about they got to make shakedowns, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're looking to get that ticket you want to see. You know, when we used to race, there was no tickets. If it felt pretty good, fuck it, we going.
That's it. We test that motherfucker during the day to race that night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these, like I'm saying, these motherfuckers want a perfect track and shit. They used to go on these goddamn. What do you call it? The shootout races. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that ain't grudge. A shootout race is not a grudge race. I don't mind getting into shootouts once in a while, but a true grudge race is
going to race. That's it.
You know what I mean? They're going to race. They're going to race on the side. Or they're going to race every round of the shootout. Fuck it. You know, goddamn gas money.
Hey, fellas, just want to let y'all know another number just slid in here right at the end. It's a 571, and it's 0122.
I don't know. Hopefully, it's somebody else has a damn race car.
What's up?
571, your mic's open. Your mic's open.
What's up?
What's up? Who is that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we
who
can hear
think
you.
Who it is? Diggs.
Oh. Who?
Oh, man, that's the Brad dude.
Brad Diggs. Hey, Brad, you gotta calm Scotty and Jeff down. They on here. Well, they done already locked in, but Scotty is being managed. He's off of probably a half a fucking Captain and Coke, so he's being managed.
Actually, you know what I'm doing tonight? I got the tequila going.
Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
We get down with him up here, he going to need a whole pallet of that shit.
Listen, I'm going to have him with me no matter what.
Look, so when you going to be there?
Who, us? We're
when
getting up
there
on Friday. We got to run, we're going to run, man, I don't know these. I don't even know nobody's name, bro.
Shack Attack.
Porky, who
Shack
the fuck runs Friday?
Shack Attack.
Yeah, we're running Shack Attack on Friday.
Right.
Well, we're going to run him. We're running him off the trailer, whatever time that may be. And then
right.
I ain't got shit to do all night except freeze.
I will look at
I'm hoping somebody else comes out.
If we, my motor's hurt. So my car ain't coming, but I'm coming with
right.
another car.
Cool.
So I can't speak of it because I don't own it. But I talked to him, and everything's new in the car. It ain't never been down the track. All new electronics, all new everything. So we don't know what's going to work, what ain't going to work. But I promise you, if it goes down the track, we will run.
I got to take your word for it. I don't know you like that.
That's all I can do.
But I can do. But
the car, everything's new. Everything.
Okay. We good.
But listen,
I can't ask for that else. You say you're going to race? Fuck it. We're going to race.
JB knows who I'm talking about. He knows they'll race.
Yeah. No, it's all good.
So.
You know what I mean? Listen, what's going to end up happening, hey, Jeff, you know what's going to end up happening? I'm going to have to work on most of these calls come goddamn Friday night because I ain't got shit to do. And probably most of Saturday because I ain't got nothing to do. So I'll be working on all these calls anyway.
I promise you one thing. When I get done dragging your ass down through there, if I hurt this or something, you got to help me change that motherfucker so I can race.
Oh, you see now? Nah, listen, hey, Porky. Hold up. Porky,
tell
them,
Jeff,
we
got big business on Sunday.
No, hold up. Porky, tell them about Greg and what the fuck's his name, the Kobold? Daniel. Porky.
Porky sleep, man.
Porky might be doing what his name is called, Porky.
Yeah, I know. But listen, we was there last week, right? 2 weeks ago. And what's his name? Survivor, Greg?
Yeah, Greg.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
We messed with Greg and Daniel. Daniel Holt. And Greg's like, Scotty, you better bring your damn tools. I go, what tools? He said, bring your fucking tools. I said, fuck it, I ain't working on my shit. He said, no, you're going to need it for Daniel's car because you're going to be able to put his goddamn pistons in and fixing the cylinder head. So now I got you asking me the same thing. I got to have to fix all these damn motors while I'm there.
Yeah. You're experienced
you
in that area.
No, listen, that's for real. Listen, and serious, you need my help. Believe me, I'm going to help you. I don't care. Ain't nothing. You know what I mean? But anyway, I got to tell you right now, if I ain't racing, you know, we're going to do a quick engine repair, but you better have my goddamn captain ready for me. So I'm telling you.
You want that on the rocks or what?
Yeah, I take it any way you give it. I ain't picky.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you.
You need
Scotty.
Me.
Scotty, I can tell you, Brad Diggs is a country boy, so he probably do like I do. He going to have him something clear. He probably going to have him something clear coming in there, Scotty.
Yeah, you see, you know what's going to happen. See, you guys are going to try to get me fucked up on that goddamn, we boys call that shit. And what happened the next day?
We got apple pie.
So you're going to get me fucked up for the next day. I can't drive. I can't see. That's what's going to happen. I can't be messing with no country boys with the goddamn liquor.
Goddamn. I don't think Brad would do that, man. He's a diesel mechanic, Scotty. He's a diesel mechanic.
That's all right. Hey, listen, I ain't going to let him down now, JB. You know that.
Oh, no, I know you're going to get it in. How they say it, you're going to get it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No matter what.
So listen,
if you get there on Friday, you know what's going to happen, Brad? I'm going to be fucking with you all night, the goddamn liquor. And then I have to get the Chris Cheeks and delay that shit to about 7:30 at night. I ain't gonna be able to do shit on goddamn Saturday.
Well, that's good. I'll get you all fucked up Friday night. That way you can't focus on Saturday.
That's what I'm saying. I know.
Dirty shit. That's some dirty shit. But you said it. I gotta give it to you. You said it just how you said it. So goddamn.
Nah, it's all good. Hey, listen. I would expect no less Southern, or in my case, Northern hospitality from anybody up there.
Man, I
you
wish,
know what I mean?
I wish we was able to get this car tested before now, but you know, I figured we could, we'd have been able to lock in. But I don't like saying we gotta, you know, make a pass first. But I mean, we gotta do what we gotta do.
You ain't gotta worry about me. Listen, I ain't like that. You get this shit. Hopefully Friday, Saturday goes good. We're trying to get some tickets changed for Sunday. You know, right now we but we trying like hell because there ain't too many flights out there. But if we get everything changed up, we can hang it all day Sunday. If you get the shit right, it's all good. We can try a little something, whether Saturday, Sunday, we don't care.
Well, if you run Chris at 12 or 1, run Jeff at 7 to 8, say, whenever y'all can get on the track.
Yeah, but, whenever. Don't matter.
I mean, I ain't scared of a little bit of dew. I mean, if the car is working, the car is going down, I'll run you after that.
We'll see. You know, because I'm worried about the dew over there because I was there 2 weeks ago. As long as, you know, the dew's hanging in there, we'll see. Honestly. You know, I don't mean, you know, listen, all the cars that we all own, they're too damn fast for that. So, you know, we want to go out there and just be stupid.
You
know,
you
got to
just tone it down a little bit. I bring my no prep car, and then we can run at midnight when the dude's real bad.
Nah, shit. At midnight, bro. Do you know how much traffic I'm gonna have at midnight? Man,
we go right out there on the strip at the beach and run. I don't give a fuck. We run right on the street. I don't care. I got small tires and big tires running on the street.
Nah, fuck that. I ain't fucking no goddamn no prep. Fuck that. You two goddamn good if you can do that shit.
Shit, man. We do it all. It don't matter.
I know. I see that. I'm trying to hang with all you country boys, but you got to let me in. You know, I'm from the big city, so please let me in there.
Yeah, you like New York, Rob. Y'all still city boys.
I know. I just met him for the first time a few weeks ago. Last month we was in Outer Banks, but I don't know him like that yet. But shit. But shit, it's all
yeah,
good.
Yeah, shit. Well, we're gonna be there tomorrow. We're gonna try to get shit ready, and if everything works on the car, then...
No, I know. Listen, fresh car, I get it. It's all good.
Hell, if everything works
no
on the car, we're running everybody there. We ain't scared.
No. It's all good. Listen, get the shit right. I know how it is with a new damn car, man. There's a million things can go wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I literally just got it in the trailer, went over everything, and... I think we got it now, so hopefully it'll be all right.
What kind of car you got? What body?
It's not mine. I'm driving another car.
No, I know.
My car's hurt, but it's just another Camaro, like, you know, everybody else's.
Like mine?
No, it's more like Teachman.
Oh, like that. Bumper. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All good.
Yeah.
A little good.
But, yeah. Right. And then we're going after Jeff and Teachman, too. We're going to run over everybody.
God damn. Fuck it. Let me fuck me up early. Then you can get the big boy.
Yeah. Well, we figured we'd take your money and use that to bet with Jeff in there. And Jeff would use
That's
your money
saying.
To bet us. We'd all be good.
Yeah. Nah, we good. Fuck it. I'm bet with you too. Don't worry. Listen, anybody that's with me, I'm bet with them.
Yeah. Well, then you better bet with Chris then.
Nah, listen. We right now I was telling him earlier. He already got me once. He gets me a second time. I ain't fucking with him no more. That's it. Two times, I'm good.
So you're like Bruce. if you'd have won that race, you wouldn't have fucked with him no more. That way you say you got it.
No. I got to try twice. He already beat me. So if he beats me twice, man.
Right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
How many more ass whippings are you going to take, right or wrong?
I mean, you got to keep trying.
You know what I'm saying? You know. You got to give a man respect once in a while. You know, you get your ass whipped. I mean, I'm cool with it, but I'm just saying, shit. It's like, what were we just saying, man, earlier? What do they call it? Boss Lady? Shit, they fucked me up twice. I can't fuck with them no more. That's my goddamn kryptonite. They even asked to race me this weekend. I said, nope, I won't do it.
You ain't get beat by Boss.
Nah, listen. You know, they beat me twice the same day. We good. Fuck it, we move on.
What happened? You blow the tires off?
Huh?
Bend the tires or something?
No, we would do it. Both of us went through. That is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
That's all good. Same with Chris. Listen, Chris fucked me up too. It's all good. We're going to try it one more time. That's all.
Hey, what about your boy Scott Kazili?
You were here so funny. He hollered at me now. After last time we was at Outer Banks, and he hollered a couple of my boys. And me and Scotty's slow and this and that. He said, "So Scotty ain't gonna whip his ass." I'm like, "Fuck it, you're gonna be no worse than it is now." And then the next thing I know. Now he wants to be my teammate. He said, fuck it, man. Let's go, me and you. We're going to race this one. I'm like, what happened? I thought we were going to shake down a little bit. Now he wants to be my teammate. So,
shit,
you know how that goes.
He wants to be everybody's teammate, just as long as he got somebody fast in his corner.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I know the guy a long time, but I ain't seen him in a long time. I'm like, man, what the fuck? You know, it ain't nothing. But I don't see him out there racing. I see him out there talking.
Man, he done tried to jump all over me the other week. And so I told him, fuck it. Yeah, I told him, fuck it. Come on to the beach then. Lock it in. Then he shut up then.
Yeah. What'd he say?
He just said, oh, now you got oil pressure. You want to be badass. I said, well. I got oil pressure.
What?
Bring your ass to the beach.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So.
So he ain't coming?
No, he ain't coming.
Oh, so you're going to make the
He said it's got to be at Maryland or VMP.
Man, stop.
Something like that. Yeah, he won't even come to Outer Banks.
Listen, we all want to go to these big ass tracks, but you know what? Listen, you come where the action is. You know, ain't no thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care what track it is. I run anywhere, but only I just ain't run my vet at the beach because I used to run the Firebird there all the time, and I ain't had no trouble. But vet is. It's a little different. I don't know how. I need to go there and test it first. See, because I don't know how it's going to handle on the other end.
Right.
So
I got you.
I'm afraid it'll drag, put it that way. That's all.
Listen, so. I respect anybody. I don't make fun of nobody that don't want to go to a certain track. I'm good with it. You know? I ain't crazy about T-Bump. Fucking went there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I used to run my Firebird there all the time, no problem. But the vet,
I
can hit the patch in the left lane at VMP and the motherfucker scrapes. So I still got to do a lot of fixing out in that car.
Nah, so, it's all good.
But, yep. Well, look, you need to come up for Dion's race at Maryland in October. And, I know we'll have some, have everything dialed in by then.
When is that?
I believe it's October 23rd.
Where? What track?
Maryland, MIR.
Oh, MIR?
Yeah.
Let me see, because I think we're going to hit, there was a couple of races in Florida, but I don't think I'm going to go. And then I think Lance is putting something on for us. Your Lance is doing a little something at Piedmont at the end of the month. And he asked me to go, so I'm thinking about going over that way. And we put a little big tire race on. But we'll see.
Yeah.
If not, if you talk about the date, we're going to try.
Yeah, so Dion's race up there, we're doing a big tire shootout. Probably be, you know, anywhere from 7,000, you know, up, you know, hot.
I gotcha.
Basically,
no, that's cool.
You know, if we got eight cars that show up, then it'll be $7,000. We get more than eight cars in 4 months. So,
and what's the rule?
So, I mean,
that big tire, that's it?
Seven big tire. No time.
Big,
five
big tire
inches smaller.
Oh, five.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
five inches. Inch.
Yeah, 5 inches smaller, nitrous only, and no billet heads.
Okay, deal.
So
that's on the 21st, you're thinking?
I think it's the 23rd. I mean,
yeah.
I feel discriminated.
But it's not, you know, north-south is the 15th, I think, right?
Yes, we got
the one in July. But then you
Dion,
do something
at
MIR.
Yep, it's 23rd.
Okay, good, awesome. Because the 15th, I can't go. But the 23rd, now we're going to try like hell, for real, at MIR.
So
right?
You got Scott said he's going to be there the 23rd also.
Who that?
Do what?
Who's going to be there? Oh, for real? Oh, then listen, man, we both got to go there with his ass.
Oh, I'll be
now
there.
Now we got – come on, man. We got to tag team his ass.
Oh, well, I already planned on trying to get him there. Jump all over.
Now you gave me incentive to go, man. I really got to – I'm going to put it on my calendar for real.
Yeah, so
then,
it should be
–
it should be me, Cheeks, Rob, Sean, Scott, which Matt will be driving, then Marky, shit, man, I'm trying to think of who else was, I think Carlos, Angelo, and then they got a few other guys that's supposed to come.
Yeah, so you're trying to get at least eight, but if more come, then everybody's welcome.
If more comes, yeah, so it's a $500 entry.
Nice. That's good.
So it's $500 entry, and then, you know, the promoter's putting $3,000 on top for eight cars. We get more than eight cars, then obviously that's, you know, the pot goes up.
Nice. There you go.
So, I mean...
No, listen. Believe me, I'm going to try like hell. I promise.
All right. Yeah, I know, like, Alan and Paul and them normally run, too. But I think Paul sold his car. And I think Alan's mad at me, which I don't give a fuck. So he probably won't come. But I mean, fuck him. I don't.
Can we have some accommodations?
Well, man, what are you going to take your goddamn nitrous bottles out?
Oh man, there you go. Why we always got handicapped?
Cause you got a 5'3".
You act like we fast or something. Everybody fast. I can see we're like
fast.
Jim Hall.
The rule. Hey, look, you're not fast. Grudge race you.
Hey, listen, Jarrell, go get a damn 5-inch like us.
No, I'm good.
You're
I need to go backwards. Well, I need to go backwards.
No, but then
well,
listen,
going backwards
go run against
slower than we are. That's what you think. Go hang out with the rest of the five. I'm telling you, you don't want to get beside me.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
It's like Kristen.
Goddamn, Jarrell.
When next time you come to Kelowna Beach?
Do what?
When next time you come to Kelowna Beach?
I'll be there tomorrow.
I'm talking about with your car, man.
Oh, well, it ain't ready. It should be ready by the 23rd, though.
There you go.
What race is that you're talking about?
Man, you know my car's fucked up. You was standing there when I ran it at the last race on Wednesday night. You saw what was going on with it.
I don't know. I just got to give you all the time.
Yeah, hey, but look, you can't say I didn't run that bitch, did I?
I didn't think you were going to run it, honestly.
Hey, I was there to race. I pumped the water out of that cylinder and lined that bitch up, and we run it.
It went down there. It went down through there, I believe, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, not too bad.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you know, we get through this weekend, then I'm gonna get with everybody for Dion's race and try to get everybody locked in on that. I normally like to get everybody locked in and make them give the deposit that way. No matter if they decide they're gonna not show up, then we still got the money there for the pot, you know.
Yep.
That's how we work at, because you get too many people who say they're coming, and then they don't show up. And then, you know, our normal guys, they normally all do what they say. But, you know, then we got a few of them that done said a whole lot, and they ain't raced all year. Scott being one of them.
Hey, make sure, Brad.
Uh-huh.
Come see me this weekend because I'm gonna let me get your number and stuff. So if we're gonna come to that race, I'll holler at you.
Okay. Yeah. Then
you know
next
saying?
Year
no.
I'm gonna be. Next year we're gonna be, you know, doing probably five or six of them next year.
Damn! Nice.
I mean, I've been doing it for like 3 years now with everybody, but this year was just a screwed up year. Everybody's shit was either down or people had it sitting in their garage and they was too lazy to come out or I don't know what the fuck the problem was. But if I don't have eight cars, I ain't running it. I want a full eight car field or more, or it ain't worth having.
It ain't, and you need something for the fans.
Right. Now, I mean, if you want to go grudge race, we go grudge race. But I'm saying,
of course,
if we want to do the shootout, we got to have eight cars, man. We don't want to buy every round and shit like that. People don't want to see that.
No, what you do, that's why you get the money early. If people lock in the money, then you know they come, basically.
Right. Exactly. Or at least they'll try.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that. I mean, with the rules, we got, it keeps it fair. I mean, it, you know, sucks that Jeff and Jarrell and them can't get in it and run. But, I mean, if we allow five threes, we might as well allow, you know, blowers and shit in. And then, you know, then we got to start trying to limit stuff to make it fair. And then, man, somebody's got to police
but
all
that.
There's
too many rules.
Fuck that. I just want to line them right. And the good thing about what we do, you can lock in anybody you want and run first round. You can run in the shakedowns. And then if you go to whoever you're running second, third round, whatever, put some money on it.
Yep.
I mean, if you both agree,
that's what we try and do.
Extra money, run for the money. Yeah.
We try and do it. Yes, we try and do every run. It ain't gonna be a lot of money. It don't matter.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hell, there's been a few times I've run people for, you know, $200. You know?
Sure.
I mean, fuck it. You know? I mean, especially if we're in the shootout, we're going to run anyway. I mean, so we can run for nothing.
Right.
We can run for a little bit of something. You know, it don't
yeah.
matter.
Right.
So, but,
all right. Come yeah. on, but I'm definitely going to try and come. If I can support it, I'm going to try and be there.
All right. That'd be good.
No, I'm going to try. I can't promise you, but we're going to try. I mean it. We're going to really, you know, we can come there and fill in one of the spots.
I'm going to lock you in for a grudge race that day, so that way then you got to come.
Now you're scaring me off. Coming to your damn race, now you want to lock me in already.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
You were supposed to wait till I got there.
All right, well, I'll have to lock Scott in so I make sure he shows up.
No, we got to get him. That's what we got to get.
Yeah. But he'll race, though. He'll lock
in. For real?
Yeah, he'll lock in.
All right, good.
But if you, it's hard to get him a second time, though.
For real?
Yeah. He's mad at me right now because I skinned his ass up two times in a row. So now he's wanting to get back at me.
All right. That's cool.
Well, I just got done working. That's why I jumped on here real quick. But.
Well,
I'm glad you got
this weekend.
Glad you got on, Brad. That not only did we get races locked in, but you was able to get some stuff across for the Dion's race, and it looked like, you know, you might have an extra car coming if everything worked out.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah,
and hell, we might I try to do this again after this weekend. We can talk about the weekend, then we can talk about Dion's race some more, try to get some more cars in there. I mean, hell, if we had a 16-car field, man, we'd really be on to something, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Yeah.
I mean, 16 cars, we'd have like $11,000,
$12,000. God damn.
And that'd be four rounds. You only have to run four rounds to win. So that's four passes, you know, and get $11,000,
$12,000. Yeah, nice.
So basically, it'd be $11,000, but if we get 16, then he'll put more money up, so it should be $12,000.
Yeah. All right. Go good.
Well. But, it sounds like I'll be seeing y'all this weekend.
Yep.
You better, goddamn
we'll
it.
Yeah, I'm going to be there Saturday, Scotty. I see you Saturday.
You better get your black.
You ready to watch?
Listen, your black ass better be there because I ain't seen you in how long now?
It's been a while. It's been a goddamn long
time. That's right. We see each other every week.
Yeah. I'm going to be there. And just know I'm gonna bring a bottle of Captain, and we're gonna see what's happening.
All right.
Here
okay.
We
go. I'll bring a bottle of Jack.
Ah, god damn.
Ah, now we're talking.
I'll bring a bottle of Jack. I
hey,
might
look,
bring.
This what
I might have a quart jar or something.
This
is
the time
where this gonna be tomorrow.
Jeez. Well, look, I tell you what we should do. I've never seen Jarell Apollo drunk, so I think we need to get him drunk Saturday night.
Hey, you
Saturday
need that
night?
To me.
Man, come down to the shootout Sunday.
JB, you leave that to me.
There
you go.
Damn it.
You know I can take care of that.
Kenny got me all drunk. Kenny got me all drunk there a couple of years ago, and man, I had to sit beside the damn trailer half the day drinking Gatorade. Man, I don't know what it gave me, but I was fine.
That was King of the Beach, wasn't it, Brand?
Yeah, I was messed up.
That was that day I come down there all late and you fucked up.
Yep.
I said Brad Diggs in rare form there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But good time though. Yeah.
Man, well, it's cold out. It's borderline cold outside.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, you motherfuckers better put the fucking heat on for me. I'm telling
God
you now.
Shit, it's probably about, 30-mile-an-hour wind right now? Shit, it's cool out there. It feel good, though.
All right, fellas, let me get the fuck off. But we'll see you at the
party. All right, boy. Do we need to put the red carpet down for you when you land?
No. But listen, I just want to say everybody that's coming to race, let's have some safe racing, and let's have some damn fun, win or lose. All right?
Well, in your case, right? Safe drinking.
Yeah. And, Brad, we ain't never met, I don't think, but goddamn, we're going to, listen, I'm going to get you fucked up, bro. You're going to be by that goddamn trailer, but you're going to be laying next to the trailer. When I'm done with you.
Damn.
God, no, you ain't going to do that. No.
You start hanging with me, I promise you.
I know when to stop.
All right. Let's see.
I know how to drink. I've done it enough.
All right.
We're going to see.
We good.
I know when that half a gallon
I'm
gets low. When there's about an inch and a half in the bottom, I got to stop.
All right, listen, JB, tell him. As long as he knows, we're going to see.
Look, that's why we called the race that we did back in the day Left for Dead, because we got so fucked up.
That's right. It is for real.
That's real talk.
Damn. All right, fellas, let me get off here, man. But we're going to see everybody tomorrow this weekend. We're going to have some fun, and let's kick it a little bit. You know what I mean?
All right,
that'll work.
All right.
All right.
See ya.
All right, brothers.